It's another rainy night in Philadelphia as the Phillies host the Braves, but this one will be worth sticking out for the hometown crowd.
Down the line is Hernandez. The pitch of the line drive up the middle. Safely in. They're going to score Hernandez. They'll throw up a stop sign for Altair. He'll stop at third base. A good one-hop throw from Inciarte. So back-to-back-to-back hits. We'll give an RBI to Herrera, and the Phillies have tied it up, and still nobody out here in the sixth inning.
Socked to right center over the head of Herrera, racing wide open to the warning track, and he makes a running catch. Goes into the wall, falls down, gets back up, throws it in. Flowers back to first.
What a play.
Odubel Herrera continues the bad luck of Dansby Swanson. Flowers on deck behind him. The pitch is socked to left and deep. That ball is out of here, and we are tied at two apiece. Brandon Phillips smoked that ball into the lower seats in the left field bleachers. 1-0 pitch, and look at that Braves bench. Finally, high-fiving, fist-pumping. And Brandon Phillips gets the game back to even.
And here's the pitch. Chopper headed toward short, cut off by the third baseman. On the run, Franco throws it away. Had time to get him, he didn't. It bounces into the seats. That will plate Swanson. On his way to second now is Garcia. They'll probably give him an infield single and a throwing error, but I know one thing, it gives the Braves a lead. It's 3-2. Phillies faithful on their feet. Braves dugout, they're all standing. Nobody sitting anywhere. One ball, no strikes. And the 1-0 pitch. Fly ball, right field, deep. Going back as Marquez is still going. It's out of here. It's off the wall. Sorry, not out of here. And the Phillies come back and win it. A double to right off the bat of Franco will plate two runs. Scoring is Stassi, scoring is Hernandez, and the Phillies will come back and with the same score as last night, win it 4-3.
The Braves fall to 6-11 for the season and currently sit in last place in the NL East. Here's the manager, Brian Snitker.
Things you got to fight through. I mean, you go through a lot of tough spells. I mean, there's a lot of kicks in the gut in this game, and you got to just bounce back, put it behind you, and come out tomorrow and win a game, because it's never easy. Ones like that are tough, but you got to put it behind you and come out tomorrow and ready to go. Like I say, we just collectively as an offense, we just got to, get going, keep working, because we're a better offensive team than we're playing right now. And, pitch has been good enough. We're playing good defense, and we just got to keep grinding it out and getting after it every day. I mean, it was, Ramirez is really good again, picked up O there, and Jaime was good, did a great job. We just got to kind of just keep hanging in there and keep plugging away, and eventually our offense is going to get on track, and we're going to score some runs and then have a little breathing room in some games.
Dansby Swanson continues to struggle in his first full season in the major leagues. The young shortstop went 1-for-4 with a run scored on Saturday, but is still batting just .132 for the season.
Credit to them for playing the defense they were playing and, tracking some of the balls down that we were hitting. And then that last inning there, just a couple plays that, a couple inches different way, then it's a different ball game. But, that's how baseball works and it sucks, but it's all right. We got, there's always another day tomorrow. That's the beauty of this game. So we'll come out and be ready to play.
How about for you? I mean, you've been squaring some balls up here. I mean, you're starting to see things a little better, starting to feel a little better up there. I mean,
yeah, starting to feel better, feel a little more. Where I need to be, I guess, and credit a lot of that to Freddie and Matt and Seitzer and just being able to, get me back to center and everything like that. So a lot of good resources around here. If you use them the right way, then they can help you out. So very thankful to have them around.
Not just kind of helping you with mechanics or whatever, but at the same time, when you get the tough luck there in right center field, they're right there patting you on the back.
It's more just a lot of it's mental, and they're really good at just keeping you positive and helping you throw all the negative things out. So, yeah, it's a blessing to have guys like that around you.
The Braves will try to break back into the win column on Sunday and avoid the sweep when Mike Foltynewicz takes the mound in Philly.